This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with the librarians, Lindy Booth. You're loving that new show on TNT. You'll love her, too. But first, don't waste money on vitamin water energy drinks. They have little or no nutrition. Vitamin water and energy drinks offer little to no nutritional value. Researchers say the most commonly found nutrients in the drinks were vitamins B6, B12, C, and niacin. With the exception of vitamin C, young adults already get enough of these nutrients to meet their needs, so they have no nutritional value, according to this study. During a game of Would You Rather, Angelina Jolie's ex-husband, Billy Bob Thornton, revealed that he would rather with Jennifer Aniston above anyone else. Access Hollywood asked the actor, would you rather Jennifer Aniston or Reese Witherspoon? Without hesitation, Thornton said, Aniston. When pressed about why, he jokingly said, lifelong goal, that's all I'm saying. Then the host asked the Fargo star, would you rather Keira Knightley or Jennifer Aniston? Jennifer Aniston, Thornton responded. How many times does it take to get it through your head? Lindy Booth is one of the stars of The Librarians on TNT. Hey, Lindy.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, I love your voice already.
Thank you so much.
You know, we had Christian Kane on a couple of weeks ago talking about The Librarians, and when I tweeted about him, his fans went nuts. Do you have the same kind of Twitter following that your partner Christian Kane does?
Look, I am more than happy that some of the Kaniacs now appreciate me as well, because they are a rabid, rabid, amazing fan base.
I couldn't get over how quickly it all just, you know, the retweets and the favorites and all that stuff. Are you into that Twitter stuff?
Yeah, you know, we've had so much fun being able to live tweet the shows with the fans, because people just have so many questions and are constantly asking things and commenting on things, and you really get to see the show sort of again through their eyes, which is really fun.
Yeah. So how is it going with the show? It seems like it's caught fire, like it's got a nice buzz about it.
It's been amazing. I mean, when we made the show, we sort of knew we were doing something really different, something really special, and we hoped people would like it. So the fact that people are responding the way they are has been so amazing, so gratifying. We're so happy about it.
So describe your character.
I play Cassandra, and she is a new member of the Librarians team, and she has an interesting phenomenon called synesthesia, which is a real thing, and it gives her a different perspective on the world than everyone else. She has all her senses have been crosswired, which means when she looks at numbers, she sees colors, and when she thinks about science, she hears musical notes, and when she's doing math, she smells breakfast food. So you can imagine this gives her an entirely different way of looking at the world than other people.
And you say this is a real condition that people have?
It is, yeah. Cassandra has a very severe and confusing version of it, but it's a real thing.
And have you spoken to anybody that has it to try to get their perspective?
Yeah, I have. I've talked to people who have it and who don't know they have it, because it's something that you're born with, and you know, some people just see the world differently. And I've talked to people who have had this and have really a beautiful way of expressing it. It's really just, it gives people a different way of seeing things, and it's really, it's been an amazing pleasure to play a character like this.
And then, of course, they can take that kind of twisted senses and turn it into a plot line, right? I'm sure you have some interesting observations.
Yeah, well, when you're dealing with magic and when you're trying to save the world from magic, the right answer isn't usually the most obvious one. So Cassandra's really, I think, been helpful to the team, because she's always thinking in left field anyway.
And now tell us about working with Christian Kane. Since he was such a hit on the social media level, is he that great a person to work with?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, our whole cast is so amazing. Going to work with Christian is a total pleasure. You know, he's so much fun, and he does have this incredible fan base that is so supportive and so loyal, and, you know, we're happy to tag along on that with him.
So now, how many episodes have we yet to see, and when do you find out whether there'll be more filming?
Hopefully we find out very soon. We have two more episodes left to air, and I can tell you that we have, in our finale, an amazing guest star. I am not allowed to say who it is, but I am allowed to say the fans will be very excited, not only by the actor, but by the character he's playing.
Oh, well, that's a great tease. Way to go.
Yeah.
And then hopefully there'll be a second season on TNT.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We have so many more stories to tell.
All right, Lindy Booth, thank you for a couple of minutes. We love The Librarians, and nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you, too.
With Lindy Booth of The Librarians, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America.
weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a leader or a follower? Well, most people like to think they're leaders. After all, you lead your family, you guide your staff, you manage to get yourself through all of life's problems, but most people are followers. Here's the science of it. When the chips are down, when a catastrophe hits, most people are followers. In fact, the exact observational statistic is 70%. That means that 3 out of every 4 people will follow authority rather than question it. That means that 3 out of 4 people will look for guidance rather than exert it when a problem hits. What's the cheap psychological trick? What makes you think that the leader knows more than you do? Evaluate carefully before you surrender. Make sure they're worthy of your support. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer had his number 4 jersey retired in Detroit after spending his entire 14-year career with the Pistons. He's a 6-time All-Star, a 2-time NBA Finals champion, and the 1989 Finals MVP.
Thomas gives it instead to Dumars. He's in deep. He's all the way. He scores 21 in the quarter. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
So where is Joe Dumars now? Joe wanted to give back to the community, so in 1994, he opened the Joe Dumars Fieldhouse in Michigan. The Fieldhouse allows young athletes to play organized ball. In 2000, Joe was named president of basketball operations by the Pistons. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2003, and the Pistons scored him a championship in 2004.
The night we beat the Lakers, it's like an out-of-body experience. It was an absolutely awesome, awesome feel.
Joe Dumars, a champion on the court and behind the desk. I'm Ahmad Rashad.